Where does infamous Hezbollah stand in the AKP and Kurdish Huda Par alliance? By Fahim Ishik. The election date in Turkey has been announced. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of the Justice and Development Party, or AKP, has decided to hold the presidential and parliamentary elections on the 14th of May. After the announcement, a new participation in the People's Alliance, led by the AKP, has drawn public attention. Having lost its credibility with the Kurdish voters, in order to overcome this handicap, the AKP proposed that the Kurdish Islamist Free Cause Party, or Huda Par, which it wants to portray as the representative of Kurdish people, join the People's Alliance. This proposal was welcomed by Huda Par, and the party announced that it was joining the People's Alliance. A similar proposal was made to the New Welfare Party, led by the son of Necmettin Erbakan, one of the leaders of political Islam in Turkey. President Erdogan of the AKP seeks to win elections with these additional participants. It is not known how much these groups will contribute to Erdogan's vote, but it is clear that Huda Par will not have the expected impact on Kurdish voters. Huda Par is essentially the political projection of Kurdish Hezbollah, an Islamist organization unrelated to Lebanese Hezbollah, known for its street murders in the 1990s in northern Kurdistan. The Islamic movement, which was started by pro-Iranian religionists in northern Kurdistan in the early 1980s, first split into two within itself as the İlim and Menzil groups. Hüseyin Veliolu, who was the leader of the İlim group, soon took up arms. He attacked the Menzil group first. Fidan Güngör, who was the leader of the Menzil group, was killed at his workplace in Diyarbakir by members of the İlim group, which took the name Hezbollah. Afterwards, Hezbollah, which came to an agreement with the deep state of the time, began to attack intellectuals, artists, politicians, writers and journalists in several Kurdish provinces, especially Diyarbakir and Batman, in order to neutralize the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Fikri Saler, the Minister of Culture at the time, had spoken openly of the relationship between Hezbollah and the Turkish deep state in the parliament. Turkey's Gendarmerie Intelligence and Counterterrorism, or JITEM, on the one hand, and Hezbollah, led by Veliolu, on the other, were killing Kurds in the streets. These murders continued for 4 or 5 years, and at least 17,000 Kurds were massacred during this period. State forces paved the way for Hezbollah at the time of the killings. Murders of Kurds by unknown assailants continued until 1996. After this period, operations started against Hezbollah, which had become a risk for the state. Hezbollah's leader, Veliolu, was captured dead on the 17th of January 2000 in a villa in the Beykoz district of Istanbul, where he was hiding. Edip Gümüş, who became the leader of Hezbollah after Veliolu, was caught and tried and sentenced to life imprisonment. The relationship between Hezbollah and the AKP, which is now allied with Huda Par, started in 2011. Gümüş, who promised the AKP that he would not take armed action in Turkey and turn the group into a political movement, was released on the 4th of January 2011 under a law enacted by the AKP. Not only Gümüş, but all Hezbollah members, responsible for hundreds of murders, were released at the same time. All the freed Hezbollah militants, including Gümüş, went to Iran and continued their activities there. They kept their promise in Turkey, eliminating their armed militants and started activities through the political party Huda Par. When we evaluate this electoral cooperation between the AKP and Huda Power in terms of these relations, it is impossible not to take the past into account. The AKP now wants to use Hezbollah, a state project of the 90s, against the Kurds under the name of Huda Power. We'll see if it works or not. A word to those who try and make Huda Power look appealing to the Kurds. This movement never gave an account of its past. On the contrary, it always acted together with and received support from the state. It was always a well-behaved child of the state. This is the basis of Huda Power's cooperation with AKP. Why would the Kurds take sides with a movement against the Kurds? A movement which is used against the freedom struggle of the Kurdish people. Where this movement stands today is no different from where this movement has stood since the beginning. Let them be together, away from the Kurds.